Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Gardaí are continuing to search this morning for Kerry farmer Michael Mike Gain, who was reported missing near Kenmare a week ago today. Gerry O'Sullivan is the presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Gerry.
Morning, Claire.
So what is the latest on this search, Gerry?
Well, the latest on the search is that Gardaí continued to search yesterday the farmyard and really the farm area of Mike Gain, which is at Carrig East, just outside Kenmare on the N71. It's between Kenmare and the world-famous Miles Gap on the way down to the lakes of Killarney. And that's really where the main concentration has been for the last 5 days or so. Now, the guards had a press conference yesterday, or rather a press statement yesterday, and they cited that just at the junction of the N70 and the N71, and that's right next to the petrol station and shop, White Centra, where the CCTV image people have been seeing all week was last spotted Mike Gain. He was buying phone credit at 9:48 a.m. last Thursday morning, and that's the image that they've been using. And the Gardaí used the statement at the conference yesterday to encourage anybody who might have been in the area, anyone who's driving on those roads around Thursday, Friday of last week, to just come forward. If they have any dash cam footage, any recollections, please contact the guards, whatever the information may be, whatever they saw or thought they saw, to come forward. And Gardaí also conducted a number of checkpoints yesterday in and around Kenmare as well. Again, just talking to people and mentioning what had happened and looking for as much information as possible. So that's kind of what happened yesterday. For the last 5 days, there've been a huge amount of activity in the farmyard of Mike Gain at the farm that he has at Carrig East. The slurry tanks were emptied. There have been excavators operating on site, a lot of detectives, fire service personnel and others helping with a search of that area as they try and trace what could have happened to Mike.
Now, I was reading this morning that, you know, nobody in Kenmare is talking about anything else bar this case and the fact that Michael is still missing. He was very well known and people are just baffled by this.
Yeah, totally baffled. And people are kind of just unnerved by it, really, Claire. It is all that anyone's talking about. I'm from Kenmare myself, and it's just that everyone is deeply unsettled and very concerned for him and just wondering what could have happened. Like, he was very well known in the area. He comes from a hugely respected family in Kenmare, going back many years. And he just was known everywhere. Everyone knew him. He was a farmer. He was involved in hunting. He was a rally enthusiast as well. Well known and well liked by everybody. So when the news came through, first of all, last Friday, there was just shock. Hundreds of people turned out at the weekend to do the search of his land. It's about 1,000 acres of mostly mountainous terrain just outside Kenmare. So there was a huge effort by everybody to try and assist the emergency services that were searching at the time. But since then, really, since Monday, when people have been watching the Garda activity, the sub-aqua team was here. They've been searching some disused quarries, and they did a dive of Barfinhee Lake, which is a lake nearby Miles Gap. Everyone has been kind of hoping and praying that something will be found, but obviously hugely concerned for his family and his wife as well. Mm-hmm. It's a very unsettling time for everyone, Claire.
Yeah, of course. And then the reports suggest that the search now is being scaled back to a certain extent. Is that what you understand?
Well, what they've done, I suppose, if you look at it from the point of view of the search of the land and the countryside, Kerry Mountain Rescue, the Inshore Rescue and different emergency services were involved at the weekend, as well as the public. The Gardaí announced on Monday that they didn't need the public assistance for the time being. Since then, all of the activity, including the sub-aqua unit diving and the Gardaí themselves, have been searching in and around the farm itself. Now, what happens from here? And yesterday's attempt was an attempt to try and get as much information from the public as possible. But we're more than 1 week on now from his reported disappearance or his last sighting. So what happens now, I guess, is anyone's guess. What the Gardaí have said, and they've been tight-lipped on some elements of this there, they took no questions yesterday at the press conference. So they haven't been saying a whole lot about what, if anything, they've found in terms of forensic examination of cars or anything like that. But the question is, how long more will they search that area of his farm and farmyard? They've expended considerable resources. I'd imagine they'll be sticking with it for the time being, Claire. But as to whether they'll scale it back significantly or not. I guess only time will tell on that one.
Mm-hmm. So the Guard's not giving any indication as to what they think might have happened, other than to say
no.
That they're keeping an open mind, Gerry.
Keeping an open mind as to any possibility of what might have happened to Mike. But the longer the search goes on, the more people will be wondering what could have happened. So they haven't been saying much at all about that element, except just reports from sources within the Gardaí saying they're keeping an open mind as to what might have occurred.
And is it your sense that people in the community now will come out again at the weekend, or will they heed the Guards? Because are the Guards still maintaining that line that they don't require assistance at this time?
Yeah, they're still maintaining that line. And imagine people will stand ready. There's a local councillor, Dan McCarthy, who was a neighbour of an independent councillor in Kerry County Council, who's a neighbour of Mike Gaines. He's the MART manager in Kinmare. And the MART really was the hub for all of the organisation of the volunteer response at the weekend. So they stand ready to assist in any sort of a way if the call goes out. But no call has come as of yet, and we're into Friday morning now. If it comes that people, again, 200-300 people will turn out at a moment's notice, they'll just drop everything if they're required.
Gerry, thanks so much for that update. Gerry O'Sullivan there, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.